Support for Juno Afternoon comes from Heritage Coffee Roasting Company, providing Juno with locally roasted coffee for over 40 years, with 7 cafes and drive-through locations throughout Juno. More at heritagecoffee.com. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney, and my next guest is Charlie Harrington, here to give us some updates about Eagle Crest. How are you doing today, Charlie?
Hey, Shelley. Thanks for having me on. I'm doing great.
So I know what today was supposed to be. Do you want to give us a little update on the schedule change?
Yes. Well, you know, tomorrow was supposed to be opening day.
Oh, I thought it was today.
Saturday. December 5th was supposed to be opening day.
Uh-huh.
But like everywhere in Southeast Alaska, we got a bit of rain. You know, it's a little wet up here, something like 7 inches. Today's like 1.5 inches total. Tomorrow, Sunday, also looking like another inch of rain. But, you know, so we're in a holding pattern. But as depressing as some of the snow looks like, you know, it's not all bad.
So say a little bit more about what the plan is going to be now.
Yes. So, well, first things first, we got to see what rain comes. So we have to keep track of it. We'll be reassessing the snow over our weekend, which is Monday, Tuesday, and get together on Wednesday, give it a look. We met today and it seems like cold temps are returning towards the end of next week. So that's a good thing. And, the snow that we do have is awfully resilient. The base snowpack sort of fortified with snowmaking, and that stuff has less air pockets than the natural snow. So we did a bunch of grooming before this rain came and compacted the snow. So although it's shrinking, it's holding up better than we had hoped. So I think we're poised to make a strong recovery as soon as the cold temps return and we get a little bit more snow.
All right. Well, that doesn't sound too bad then. So let's skip ahead to when you are open, and let's say I'm planning to go up there. It's a Friday. I know I want to go up on Saturday. What are some things I should check on before I head out?
Absolutely. So the first thing everyone should do is read our COVID-19 operations policies and plan. That's front and center on our website. It's skieaglecrest.com/COVID-19. And we basically have a new plan for everything. it's a lot. But last we spoke, you know, it's a cool opportunity for some things too. So like food service, for instance, you'll be ordering outside at the old ticket office in the Fish Creek Lodge, taking your order number around to the outdoor deck, and your food will be delivered to you through a window, sort of like a drive-through. The thing that we really want everyone to know about is renting equipment. So if we remain at this level of risk for the community, level 3, we're following the city's level as we progress through our phases. Everyone that wants to rent equipment will have to be pre-fitted, which requires a reservation. So we might not be open this weekend, but the rental shop is. So if you want to rent equipment this season, give us a call. Schedule an appointment to get pre-fitted for rental equipment. And then when it comes time to ski or snowboard or cross-country ski, you just check in at the outside ticket office window. They'll give you the rental contract. You go up around this new exterior staircase we built, and your gear, again, will get handed to you through a service window.
All right. That sounds, like you said, kind of new, interesting, and different ways of doing things. It'll be fun.
We're definitely getting more efficient up here and, you know, trying to, you know, see issues in advance, but, you know, it's hard to predict everything. So the plan will be changing, throughout the season. But the other big points to hammer home, you know, we have a face covering policy. So as soon as you get here, face coverings are required whenever you're not actively skiing or snowboarding. We have restricted lodge access. So it's, you know, unfortunately, we won't have that awesome seating area for everyone to enjoy their meals and knock off the chill of a ski day. Mm-hmm. But we will have outdoor stations with some open air tents and heaters for people to warm up. Those don't look like they're arriving as soon as we'd like. I think everyone in the world is trying to order these same things, but they'll be here before the new year.
That's good news. you were mentioning the phasing system that Eagle Crest is following, same as the city. Phase 1, 2, and 3. 3 is the highest, and that's where we're at right now. Is there any, and most of what you described, the our accommodations for phase 3 with most of your activities happening outdoors, is there any lift closure in any of those phases, or the lifts keep running?
There's some nuance to it. So I think the city has like different levels of phase 3, like 1, 2, and 3, like very high and stuff like that. But we, all the guidance we're getting from health officials and city officials is that, you know, being outside in an open air environment, wearing masks and staying socially distant from each other is a safe thing to do, and very, and it's encouraged, you know, for your physical and mental well-being. So we're not looking at suspending chairlifts this season unless things get really dire up here in Juneau. And the way things are going, I don't think anyone's expecting that. The community's been, you know, working together pretty well. Everywhere I go out in town, I see people wearing masks. So we're pretty encouraged and optimistic that we're going to have a long, safe, and fun winter up here.
Oh, that's a great note to end on, I think, Charlie. SkiEagleCrest.com is the website. Is there anything else you want to share with our listeners before we say goodbye?
Yeah, you know, not everyone skis and snowboards yet, and I think this is the year to do it. Rec leagues aren't operating, but the chairlifts are. So if you're listening, you're looking for something to do, give us a call. We've got great ski and snowboard instructors. Also, Nordic skiing is really fun, too. Great way to get some exercise. So don't be intimidated. It's lots of fun to get out on the snow. Give us a call, and we'll teach you how to do it.
You're an inspiration, Charlie. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Have a good one. Bye-bye.